KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with a slight chance for rain. Highs level off around 95. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for storms tonight, lows level off around 67. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for storms, daytime highs approaching 83. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 74.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Carson Shea for 13 News. An Overland Park man convicted of killing his social worker when he was a teenager died in prison. The Kansas Department of Corrections said 39-year-old Andrew Elmaker died in the El Dorado Correctional Facility near Wichita yesterday. Elmaker was found unresponsive in his cell. Emergency responders were unable to revive him, and an autopsy will be performed to determine his exact cause of death. A 20-year-old man involved in an August 8th motorcycle crash in West Wichita died at a local hospital Saturday. The Wichita Police Department identified the motorcyclist as Braden Salisbury of Wichita. It happened near the intersection of Maple and Tyler. Wichita police arrested a 27-year-old woman, Joey Hogan, for aggravated battery and DUI. She appears to be out on a $250,000 bond. I'm Carson Shea for 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
There are many times I thought, I can't do this. I mean, what parent isn't worried about? What am I not doing right? What am I not doing enough? And then I realized, wait, that's being a parent.
Don't worry about being perfect. I've had around three other mother figures in my life, but only one of them has taught me how a mother loves.
The greatest reward for me is he makes me better every day.
I would tell a family considering adopting a teenager that teenager, whoever it is, needs you, and they need what you have to offer.
Taylor's giving me hope. He's our son, and that is what he will always be.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Soybeans and cattle are higher. Corn is mixed. Hogs are mostly lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series Corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher on fund and technical buying. September beans up 6 3/4 at 12.07 3/4. November beans up 8 at 12.24. Corn is mixed on spread trades. September corn's down 3/4 at 4.64 1/4. December corn is down 1/2 at 4.89. Live and feeder cattle are up, waiting for the week's direct business. October live's up 75 cents at 2.19.52. September feeders are up 2.42 at 3.35.37. Hogs are mostly lower on fund and technical selling. October lean hogs down 1.37. At 80.35, December lean hogs down 192 at 70.60. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Need a loan? Our team at the Bank of Teske at Beloit Branch is ready to help. Whether you're buying a home, expanding your operation, financing equipment, or simply planning for what's next, our experienced lenders are here to provide local decisions and personalized service. Come see me, Greg, or visit with Brian, Aaron, or Dave at the Bank of Teske in Beloit. We're committed to helping our neighbors and communities grow. The Bank of Teske, banking local, looks like this. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're heating your pool, garage, or planning ahead for colder weather, you can fuel your home with Central Valley Ag. At CVA, propane isn't just for the farm. It's for homeowners, too. Get reliable residential propane service backed by local people you know and trust. From water heaters to generators, CVA propane helps keep your home running comfortably year-round. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Lydia here in downtown Downs with Dewey Dominey at Dominey Furniture Store. And one thing I want to talk about is an investment in furniture, because people don't really think about that. You know, they're looking for the best price and trying to find something that looks cute in their house. But Dewey, what have you ran into with situations like that?
Well, we ran into people that have bought stuff less than a year old. You just sink down into it, you can't get up.
Peeling. You have that issue here?
No, but ground up leather that's glued together. We have just top grain leather. You take care of it. We give you a lotion for the lifetime and a mitt. You can clean it once a month. It lasts. The cushions and the mechanisms, they're all made to last. We see so many people are so mad after a year and they can't even get out of their stuff and the dealers don't fix it. We service everything we sell.
And you service it right here in Downs too, correct?
That's my job. When we take care of you and get you going.
Summer in Kansas means sunshine, fun, and smart skincare. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, they're here to help you stay safe while you soak up the season. Before you head outside, remember, sunscreen, hats, and hydration go a long way. Reapply SPF every 2 hours, avoid the brightest part of the day between 10 and 2, and check your skin for any new or changing spots. Have questions or concerns? Their team is just around the corner. Osborne County Memorial Hospital, keeping you protected and healthy this summer.
KD Country 94.
Direct Cash Cattle Business is quiet and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Diesel price swings and an unstable grid can put your livestock's health in danger. Reliable propane powers heaters and ventilation fans at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at propane.com/ag. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a slow start. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface this week. Show lists are mostly steady in Texas and Nebraska, but higher in Kansas. Look for significant trade volume to take place in the back half of the week, especially with Friday's cattle on feed report. Box beef was sharply higher at midday on solid demand from moderate offerings. Choice up $10.04 at $389.61. Select was $2.54 higher at $366.80. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and heifers were $5 to $15 lower. Steer and heifer calves were $10 to $20 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate for feeder cattle and light to moderate for calves. Medium and large one feeder steers, 658 to 679 pounds, brought $353 to $384. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 601 to 644 pounds, brought $342 to $373. Cash hogs are sharply higher at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors had to start the day more aggressive and their procurement efforts and bid up. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Overall, there continues to be a large focus on demand. And while there are some bright spots in both global and domestic markets, there are still lingering concerns about long-term strength. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 269 with a weighted average of 94.37. Both the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt are $2.53 higher with a weighted average of 94.21. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 lower at $68. And pork values were higher at midday, up 99 cents at 99.74. Loins, ribs, bellies, butts, and hams were all up. This program is brought to you by John Deere. John Deere is proud to support the American farmers and ranchers who harvest our future year in and year out. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. New lease documents reveal more details about the Royals' proposed new stadium and surrounding development at Crown Center in KCMO. The stadium carries a $1.9 billion price tag with 60% public funding and 40% private. Kansas City will provide $600 million while the state of Missouri will contribute $540 million. The Royals will put up $760 million privately and cover any cost overruns. The lease runs February of 2031 and will be 30 years with options that could extend it to 40. The Royals would pay just $1 a year in rent and avoid property taxes on the city-owned stadium. The club also commits at least $55 million in community benefits, including $5 million each for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and City Housing Gateway Program, plus $14 million for public art. The Royals will also provide discounted tickets for eligible Kansas City MO residents. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupont.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
And talking with Beloit coach Brad Gober in his 10th season, getting ready to start practice this afternoon on Monday, August 17th. But before we talk about the team and the one of the teams to watch in the state of Kansas in 2A, we want to talk about the summer it was for Beloit football and one of your better years. I think every year gets a little bit better, but you keep getting bigger, stronger, faster, which is exactly what you want to do. You were quoted in Sports in Kansas as saying that this could be the fastest team you've ever had, but all of that starts in the weight room. You had a couple of young men, Cross Kimmer and Griffin Johnson, set some new records in the weight room, but it wasn't just the boys, it was the girls, and there were times at 6 in the morning you started the weights, and at times you had over 100 kids go through your weight program. Just talk about how proud you are of the work that was done in the weight room summer.
Yeah, you know, we're lucky to live in a place where kids are committed. You know, that's the biggest thing is, you know, we've got kids that want to win and want to be successful. It doesn't matter what, you know, sport it is in school, they want to win. And so, you know, it's refreshing. It's nice to be in a community like this, you know, where parents and kids are all bought in, they're all pushing the same direction, you know, to try to get our kids to be, you know, the best athletes they can be, the life lessons they learn, you know, from getting up in the morning and going to stay active and work out and get stronger, trying to reach goals. And so it's fun to be a part of it. And, you know, we've had a really good summer.
As is MAYB and AAU and basketball, you get to go travel around, play other teams in 7-on-7. First of all, what exactly is 7-on-7 and how do you go about scrimmaging a team on 7-on-7?
Yeah, it's just a way for us just to work on pass game team. You know, they have a defense out there, an offense out there. There's no pads, just working on coverages and defending the pass and then also working on the pass and read. So we were able to do that a few times this summer. You know, we're able to host it at, you know, our complex now because of the turf and the generosity that, you know, the community and people here gave to the program and to the school to allow us to do these kinds of things. So it was really good for our kids all summer long.
Good coaching team sports involves getting the parents and not only the fathers, but the mothers together and the kids, taking them around. One of the things you did as a team was went traveled and played paintball. And then you had a mother's football clinic, you had a youth football camp, and then you had a team cookout. But talk about the team outing itself, where you took them to paintball and other things, what it did for the team, kind of try to start getting your leaders in leadership, and talk about the team activities you guys went through this summer.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of things in the summer. I mean, if it's only work, it's only weights and football all the time, you know, it can become very monotonous in the summer. And so we try to break it up a little bit and do some things that are fun for our kids, little fun activities. We went bowling as a team and went to an arcade after one of our scrimmages. We went paintballing as a group, which we've done pretty much every year. You know, I've been here. You know, we did a mom's clinic to get the moms involved. And that was a really fun experience, letting the kids coach their moms a little bit and teach a little bit about what we do and the care that we have for these kids. And so it's a lot of fun, a lot of team building things that we try to do in the summer, and helps kind of bring the team closer and, you know, makes the summer, you know, have a little fun in it too.
Talk a little bit about that Mother's Football Camp 101, how it worked, when it was held, and what they did.
Yeah, we did it on a Friday towards the end of the summer. And we just basically, you know, had moms come in with an official Scott Creer come in and kind of give a presentation to moms about, you know, common, you know, misconceptions about officiating on a Saturday, you know, with college football, and officiating on a Friday, the rule differences that are there, a few other things as well he talked about. But so did that a little bit, and we talked about our offense and our positions that we have and what we look for. And then we went to the field and put them through, you know, our Trojan Jacks, and then we allowed them to be coached by their kids. And it was a really fun experience, and moms had a lot of fun.
Talk about the youth football camp that you guys had one day and what it involved.
Yeah, I mean, we bring the young guys together. We put them through warm-up. We put them through drills that we would use. We help install, you know, the base offensive package that we have. And so we did that with the guys. And so a really good experience. The young kids, they had a chance to be a part of, you know, the program a little bit and know what we do. And it gives our kids an opportunity to coach and be around those kids. You know, all those kids look up to our guys, you know. And I always tell our kids that you guys were once little youth Trojans as well that looked up to the high school kids. And so it's always a good experience, and it's always fun, and finish the game. And so a lot of fun.
Day in, day out, you get to go up to one of the best complexes, not only in high school, but now college. Is it the press box is getting assembled, and the vault is done, concession stand, restroom areas, of course, the field is second to none, but you get to work with your kids in one of the best complexes around the state.
Yeah, we used it every day. I mean, every single day we lifted in the weight room and then moved on to the turf and did our running and on the turf and practice on the turf, and just we were able to use it, you know, all summer long. So it's definitely a blessing.
What a summer it was. We appreciate you coming on, and every time I turned around, one of the kids was talking about what fun they had at 7-on-7, hand signals, team paintball, teaching their mothers, teaching the youth, and then finally having their dads cook, and finished off with a great cookout. But that's what it takes in team sports, and you do a great job, Brad Gober.
Thank you very much.
When it's time to haul livestock, equipment, or your favorite ride, trust Miller Welding and Downs, the area's newest Titan trailer dealer. Choose from livestock trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, and car trailers, all backed by a standard 5-year tongue-to-taillight warranty. Miller Welding is also your source for BMW hitches, Sherco tarps and trap openers, and Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. Plus, they offer custom welding and fabrication, a full-service ag mechanic shop, and carry bumper-to-bumper auto parts for all your parts and filter needs. Stop by Miller Welding on Highway 24 in Downs, or call 785-454-3425. That's 785-454-3425.
School is out. Summer meals are now called Sun Meals and are being served in Kansas communities at parks, pools, libraries, churches, and schools. Meals are free to all children 18 and younger with no enrollment need. Find a nearby site by texting the word SUMMER to 914-342-7744 or call 1-866-348-6479. Let's keep Kansas kids powered up for summer fun and academic success. This institution is an equal opportunity provider, sponsored by the Kansas State Department of Education and aired in cooperation with this station.
It's the best country, KD Country 94.